I am calling on behalf of a client of mine in response to a letter he received in the mail from DHS.
Okay, and who might that be?
So my client's name is Aaron Preston.
Is it A-A?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, just give me a minute to open everything up, okay?
Okay.
And are you with AmeriHealth?
Say it again.
Are you with AmeriHealth?
No, I am his certified peer specialist. Okay, so the assessment basically deemed him ineligible for needing home healthy.
Correct.
Got you. Okay, so all his other services will be intact.
Well,
waiver,
I don't know what other services you're talking about. So waiver is for the in-home personal care services.
Got you. Okay, so I do know that, so I don't know, I don't know prior to today when his last home assessment was, but he did just get
April 11th.
So he just had one today by his current service coordinator because they switched his coordinators a few months back. So I think, and obviously I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm guessing the reason that he was originally denied is because he lives at home with his mother. But he's planning...
No, that has nothing to do with it.
So what is it based on?
It's based on if someone can manage their own personal care needs. So waivers for people that are physically unable to wash their own bodies, dress themselves, feed themselves. They need help as far as toileting, their incontinence, medication management, things like that.
Got you. Okay. Now, would that change being...
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, would that change, because he's legally blind, so would that change once he moves out on his own, because he's in the process of doing that now, he should be moving into his own apartment within the next month or two or so. So would that change the determination at all?
I don't know how. I mean, you're answering the questions based on if you can do something on your own.
So gotcha. Gotcha.
I mean, I don't understand what the difference would be. I mean, his last eligible assessment was back in 2020.
Okay, so that was 4 years
so
ago.
Based on the answer, you know, of all the other four since then, he's all stated that he can complete all of his personal care on his own.
Got you. Understood.
Yeah. So, if you're saying, and who came out and did an assessment today?
His supports coordinator, believe her name is, what's her name again?
Chastity.
Chastity Butler, I believe her name is.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, he said she just came out this morning, so I don't know, you know, how quickly you guys have access to that stuff, but he informed me that she came out this morning.
Yeah, there's nothing in our system yet. I mean, you can call back tomorrow and see if they've updated it yet. I mean, like, I know that when the aging offices do the assessment, we can see them right away.
Gotcha.
So they must do them in a different system. I mean, I don't really know. I just know that we can see them once.
Yeah, I don't believe she works for the aging office. I believe she works for
Keystone.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, if her assessment shows that he's eligible, then we can send paperwork to continue services. But, I mean, they're active as of right now anyway, because the appeal was sent in on time.
Got you. Okay, great.
So again, I mean, if you want to call back tomorrow to see if the assessment is showing in there, I mean, if it is, then we can send another, you know, paperwork to assistance office telling continue services. If it shows ineligible again, I would just wait until the appeal hearing. Because the aging office would be on it at that point also.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Have a good afternoon.
All right, you do the same.
All right, take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so you don't have anything to worry about right now. Are you about